USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
But over the last week, the Democrats held the darkest and angriest and gloomiest convention in American history.
President Trump speaking to a group of supporters in Arlington, Virginia. President Trump continues.
They spent four straight days attacking America as racist and a horrible country that must be redeemed. Joe Biden grimly declared a season of American darkness.
A vote is scheduled in the House on Saturday on Democrats' legislation to provide the United States Postal Service with $25 billion to cover revenue losses and reverse service and operational changes made earlier this year. The bill also requires that all election-related mail, including ballots, be treated as first-class mail to guarantee speedy delivery. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. A new artificial intelligence breakthrough could make MRI scans significantly faster. So a scan that takes an hour today may take just minutes in the future. Faster scans would be better for patients, especially those who are in pain, young children, and others who have trouble remaining still. The new technique was developed by Fast MRI, an open source research project from NYU Langone Health and Facebook AI. Now, a first of its kind clinical study to be published in the American Journal of Rentgenology confirms these AI-created images are just as diagnostically accurate as traditional MRIs. Additional testing is underway, and the Fast MRI team is open-sourcing their code to enable others to use and build on their work. Dr. Michael P. Recht is the Lewis Marks Professor and Chair of Radiology at NYU Langone Health.
This is a significant milestone, and it shows that with AI, we can significantly improve the patient experience and provide the benefits of MRIs to many more people.
Visit fastmri.org.
Fashion designer Massimo Giannulli was sentenced to 5 months in prison for his role in what a judge called a breathtaking crime of the nation's highest education system. Giannulli's wife, Lori Loughlin, is expected to get 60 days in jail for her part in the college admissions cheating scandal. Regarding that sentence, ABC News legal analyst Mark Murphy believes
the judge is going to do that, and the judge will agree that this is an appropriate sentence for Lori Loughlin. Based on the gravity of what she did, 60 days is almost exactly what you'd expect the judge to impose.
Joseph DeAngelo, a former police officer who became known as the Golden State Killer, was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. He confessed to 13 murders and dozens of rapes. Former Vice President Joe Biden officially accepted the Democratic nomination for president, wrapping up the 2020 Democratic National Convention. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The federal courthouse in Portland is closed amid a threat that was received saying a vehicle filled with explosives would hit the federal building on Friday. This is news that police officers have arrested more than 500 people during protests and riots in Oregon's largest city since May.
We all should be condemning the violence that's occurring, the damage to public safety facilities, the assaults against community members and the police. We support the right of people to peacefully protest in our community.
That's Mike Reese, a sheriff in Portland. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is expressing full confidence in New York City schools reopening. Cuomo was on NBC's Today show and was asked if he had school-aged children, would he send them to classrooms in New York City?
Well, they're still working out what the plan would be. I would have a lot of questions. Parents do have a lot of questions. This is a risky proposition, no matter how you do it.
Cuomo continues saying districts need to have a good plan.
We've seen schools open. We've seen colleges open and get into trouble in 1 week. So there's a lot of questions to answer before. But that's the dialogue we're having now.
In that interview on NBC, Cuomo was not asked about sending COVID-19 positive patients back into nursing homes. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.